Explaining mutual divorce procedure. Divorce is a legal procedure that falls under the category of family law, and as known, it can bring tough times for the separating couples. It is crucial to grasp new rules and procedures associated with divorce and provide a clear vision of it. Divorce, which was earlier considered to be forbidden a few decades back, has become a common phenomenon among Indian couples. There are new laws and procedures for divorce which have developed of late with concern to provide the basic needs of justice and satisfy both the parties. This article attempts to explain the details of divorce law in India with special reference to recent amendments to the divorce law, including mutual consent divorce. Divorce in India has been provided under the various personal laws of the country based on the religion of the couple. Some of which are the Hindu Marriage Act 1955, Muslim Personal Law, Shariat, Application 1937, Special Marriage Act 1954, etc. The concept of mutual divorce is almost present in all the personal laws of India and permits the husband and wife to desire the dissolution of their marriage by mutual consent. Getting to know the legit grounds for divorce. The grounds for divorce are more or less different depending on the personal law governing the marriage of that particular couple, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Parsi, and so on. However, some common grounds include 1. Adultery. 2. Cruelty. 3. Desertion. 4. Conversion. 5. Insanity. 6. Leprosy. 7. Venereal disease. 8. A renunciation of world. 9. Unsound mind. 10. Imprisonment. It is recommended that you should seek the advice of a lawyer to find out what grounds would apply to your circumstances. Legal reforms and new rules for divorce in India in 2023-2024. In 2023-2024, some important reforms have been incorporated for simplification of the procedures relating to divorce in India. These changes are most striking in relation to mutual divorces, in which both spouses want to part ways. Reduction in cooling-off period. In the past, reciprocal dissolution of marriage meant that the spouses had to wait for 6 months for a divorce decree to be executed. The recent changes enable curtailing of this duration to 3 months or less, in some cases when the court is satisfied that the marriage has broken down irretrievably and that nobody can resolve this issue. E-filing of divorce petitions. The Indian judiciary is gradually setting out to revolutionize the legal process by allowing e-filing of divorce petitions. This is in a bid to make the process easier and also to deal with the many cases filed in the courts. Simplification of procedures. It has become easier to file and process the petitions of divorce, and since the steps included in the process are less complex, people do not require the services of the professional lawyers and paralegals frequently. This includes less cumbersome documentations that businesses are expected to present and prompt turnaround times. Focus on alternative dispute resolution. ADR. The courts are also denoting couples to employ mediation and conciliation as a way of seeking a divorce rather than going to the courts. This method, aside from assisting in the process of solving disputes non-violently, also assists in relieving the burden on the judiciary. Mutual divorce, a step-by-step guide. Mutual divorce is a simple type of divorce in which both the partners decide to separate and end their marriage without any disagreement. Here is a look at the mutual divorce process under the new law step by step. Step 1. Filing the joint petition. A. Both husband and wife are required to move an application for dissolution of marriage under Section 13B of the Hindu Marriage Act or under the respective personal laws. B. The joint petition filed by both husband and wife should have details like date of marriage, the reason that makes the parties to seek for the dissolution of marriage, as well as terms and conditions agreed between the parties with regard to the issues of alimony, custody of children and property. Step 2. First motion hearing. A. After the petition has been filed, the two parties attend their first motion status hearing. B. The court has to assess the divorce based on the petition that both the partners have freely filled without any pressure. C. In the event that the first motion is to the court's satisfaction, the court will then enter the party's statements and make an order for the first motion. Step 3. Cooling off period. A. Commonly, the limited time is given to parties to calm down and reconsider the decision made about dissolving the marriage. This period has now been reduced on some occasion as per the court's discretion. B. During this time, both the parties are allowed to go for counseling or mediation if the parties want to resolve the issues and reconcile. Step 4. Second motion and final hearing. A. The parties then attend the second motion hearing after the cooling off period as envisaged under the Act. This is where the actual decision whether or not to proceed with a divorce is taken. B. The court will look at the petition afresh and confirm whether the parties want to go ahead with the divorce or not. C. If the court is satisfied, the court will issue of divorce, formally bringing an end to the marriage. Step 5. Obtaining the divorce decree. A. The last step in a divorce is the divorce decree, and this shall be the couple's legal statement of their dissolved marriage. B. Once a court has issued the divorce judgment, then the marriage is no longer legal. The parties are then allowed to remarry if the appeal or revision period allowed by law so provides. Key considerations in mutual divorce procedure. While the mutual divorce process is designed to be straightforward, there are several key considerations that parties should keep in mind. Child custody. The well-being of children is paramount in divorce proceedings. Any decision that has to do with custody of minor children must be made for the best interest of such children. Courts promote joint custody as one of the best ways in which both parents can continue to be involved in the upbringing of the child. Alimony and maintenance. The clauses of alimony or maintenance should be spelt out when the petition for divorce is filed. The regularity and the term of maintenance should be discussed and jointly defined in order to avoid conflicts in the future. Property division. The property owned by both parties shall be divided in compliance with the apparent interests of the parties. Before the finalization of divorce, it is preferable for both the parties to clearly define their rights and responsibilities. Legal representation. Although mutual divorce is far better than the contested divorce, still it is always expected to take help of the lawyer to avoid the mistakes in the legal procedures followed. The role of a lawyer. It is advisable to consult a lawyer. An experienced family lawyer helps you in the process, represents you in the case, and ensures that you are on the right side concerning the outcome of the case. Conclusion. The new guidelines for divorce in India for 2023-2024 are in a way a major departure from the earlier norms, and it is evident that the government is keen on making the process of divorce much smoother. It will be recalled that the judiciary has sought to ease mutual divorce by shortening the cooling off period to 3 months, the introduction of e-filing as well as simplification of procedures to enable intending couples to end their marriage without much difficulty. As for those who might opt for a mutual divorce, these changes and the process should be known. In this way, the divorce process will not be a problem, and as a result, both parties will be able to continue their lives without much interference. FAQs. 1. What is the mutual divorce process in India 2023? In 2023, the mutual divorce process in India involves filing a joint petition, attending to court hearings with a possible reduced cooling off period, and receiving a final divorce decree if both parties still agree. 2. What is a mutual divorce? Mutual divorce is a legal process where both spouses agree to dissolve their marriage amicably without any disputes. It is a less contentious form of divorce where both parties jointly file a petition in court, agreeing on all terms such as alimony, child custody, and property division. 3. How has the cooling off period changed under the new rules? The mandatory 6-month cooling off period can now be reduced to 3 months or even less, depending on the court's discretion. This reduction is possible if the court is convinced that the marriage has irretrievably broken down and there is no possibility of reconciliation. 4. Is it necessary to hire a lawyer for a mutual divorce? While it is possible to file for mutual divorce without a lawyer, it is advisable to seek legal counsel to ensure that all legal requirements are met and the process is carried out smoothly. A lawyer can help draft the petition, negotiate terms, and represent you in court if necessary. 5. Can parties remarry immediately after obtaining a mutual divorce? Once the court grants the divorce decree, the marriage is legally dissolved and both parties are free to remarry. However, it is advisable to wait until the appeal period has expired to avoid any legal complications. 6. What to do when someone blackmails you with photos in India? If someone blackmails you with photos in India, immediately report the situation to the police, providing all evidence. You can also file a complaint under the Information Technology Act, 2000, which deals with cybercrime, and seek legal protection.